gift of God, eternal life. Then, Lord, we are part of you. Lord, it's more than we can think of tonight. No, we begin to understand your graces, Lord. Oh, God, it's a great elective love that is sought before the foundation of the world and predestinated us unto the adoption of children, that in the last days we come forth. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight to be gathered here in your presence for this time of fellowship. Lord, how we are so grateful for your presence we feel amongst us already. Lord, seen on Sunday was such a tremendous time. And it just moved to this place, Lord, and your inspiration quickening your word, making plain the mystery of God unto us. Lord, then coming back on Wednesday night and you're coming out again, Father, and showing us, Lord. Oh, God, that what you've done for us. And here tonight, we gather back in your presence to worship you again. And Lord, we anticipate such a great time tonight, Father. Oh, that angel, that mighty one that our brother was seen about tonight. That King Theophany who is gathering the bride together, who is quickening the bride and taking up in the midst of the seventh seal. Oh God, you move to this place tonight. Lord God, it'll be a real experience to each and every one that is gathered here, Father. Lord, the revealed word of God becomes so plain in every life, in every heart, to get our personal identification. Moving to this place and say, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. This is none other than the gate to heaven. Oh God, you have your way amongst us tonight, Father. Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands, asking you to lead us and direct us in this service in all that we say and do, O God. And may, Lord, your Holy Spirit be in full control to everything. May the people be assisted, O God, tonight. May they be strengthened and settled and established in their faith, whatever need that they might have. They come in the house of God, believing, O God, the Lord, you will meet every need. Father, may you meet it tonight, Lord. Lord, what a design you do for them. It says they seek for the kingdom of God's righteousness, all other things shall be added. Then, dear Lord, let it be added tonight. As they come seeking thee with all their hearts, may we found of them tonight in the service. We give you praise and thanks in advance, for we ask these things believing tonight in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We want to turn our Bibles tonight to Luke 21. Acts 15. So we begin reading in Luke 21 tonight. Reading from verse 20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its desolation is nigh. Then let them who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them who are in the midst of it depart. And let not them that are in the countries enter into it, for these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Jesus speaking about the Jews, upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. Amen. This time will be nuclear weapons. And shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Amen. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men are feeling them for fear. Notice men, not women, but men, because the heart attacks is more in the men today. And for looking after those things which are coming up on the earth, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man come in a cloud with power and with glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spoke to them a parable. The parable: now behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you know that of your own self that summer is now nigh at hand. So also when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is not at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation, that you want to see the fig tree put forth its bud, shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, that at any time your heart be overcharged with the fighting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. For like a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape. And that right there is speaking about the rapture. All these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Acts 15, Jesus was there in St. Luke prophesying the desolation of Israel. Where he's going to be scattered, going to be led away captive into all nations. Acts 15, verse 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name, and to disagree the words of the prophets as it is written. After this, after God take a people out of the Gentiles for his name's sake, after this I will return and will build again that tabernacle of David. Amen. Which is falling down, and I will build again its ruins, and I will set it up that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Revelation 7. And after these things I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom he has given the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Just one more scripture. One verse, Revelation 14, verse 1. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. Not on Mount Sinai, yeah, Mount Zion. And with him at 144,000. They same 144,000 that we're going to call back here. They same tabernacle that David, God going to rebuild. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. Amen. You'll seal them in their forehead with the seal of God. Amen. Shall we bow our heads and close our eyes? Father, we give you praise and thanks tonight. Lord, to be in your house. It's so good for us to be here. We realize your time is slipping away, Lord. And one of these days, this place will be closed down by the World Council of Churches. But, oh God, until that time, Father, we know that your Spirit is here amongst us, revealing your word, making us ready, bringing us on the expectation, setting us in order for the coming of the Lord. Lord God, how we should give earnest heed to the things that the Holy Spirit is saying, especially much more these last times, since we see the second fold of that seven seal mystery, Lord. Lord, being revealed to a place the bride in this hour. Lord, may the people be so in the Spirit tonight, Father, to catch the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, may they move with you, Lord. For we realize, dear God, something is happening. And Lord God, not just something happening, but your word is being fulfilled. Dear Lord, the word for this hour. Inspire our hearts tonight. And we sit in your presence. And Lord, we look into this portion of your word. And Lord, seeing the time and the sign that we see around us showing us that the end of all things has come. And Lord, our Holy Spirit here getting the church ready, making a reality unto us a little more tonight, Father. And Lord, we leave this place and not fail to give you the praise and the thanks, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You have your seats. Well, we want to welcome everybody in the house of God tonight. We're so grateful to be here in his presence and to have another time of fellowship along his word, and all his strangers And do with like precious feet, we certainly welcome you, and may God bless you while you're sitting in his presence tonight. May you just, don't just, just give you a blessing, may you fulfill every need in your life tonight. And may make himself real unto you. We have a few notes of praises here. The mother of the little child, Perusha, on whose behalf was offered last week, Sunday, has sent to Sister Lucille to give praise and thanks to the Lord, praise of our loving kindness, answering prayer. And the something healing the child, whatever it is, I don't know the words, some of these brothers are writing, some of these are putting on big words here, and then they have their own style of writing. Did you give her a constipation little baby that we pray for in the service? Sister Sandra would also like to thank the Lord for his healing virtue sent to her son Emmanuel after a prayer was offered on Sunday. Also, Brother Lindsay would like to praise and thank the Lord for the instantaneous healing of his son, a fever and measles, after a prayer was offered on Sunday. When he returned to his wife, who remained at home with the child, said at approximately 11:15, their fever, which was high, suddenly left the child, and he started moving about normally. Amen? So we thank God for that. May God give us more than that tonight. Ask that your joys may be full of all that you desire. Amen. Don't be like the little fish who want to drink sparingly of all the water in the ocean, thinking it's going to run out. Amen. Believe God for what you have need of. God is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly. Amen. So we are really glad to be here. And it's getting, as a brother, they say, getting gooder and gooder. Amen. Yeah, and Sunday to me just was too much for me on Sunday. I don't know exactly what happened, but something happened. Amen. I never experienced nothing like that. God just moved to this place, and amen. I didn't even know when I closed the Bible and let the living word talk, then something's going to happen. Amen. I didn't even have that in my mind, you know. I was studying there. Until 4 o'clock Sunday morning, and coming to preach, trying to help the believers generally, and especially the ones coming recently, to teach a little more on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and this deceiving time, and dividing the manifestations from the evidence and these things. And, you know, trying to really lay more material in the Word upon these things that might bring a true understanding. And just before I left home, something just struck my heart about, you know, Brother Bram was saying the seven seals, that message was preached, that was the closing of the New Testament. Amen. And my, it seems sort of a strange statement, because really the New Testament is now open and revealed, but he said that was the closing of the New Testament. Amen. And then, you know, all of my thoughts were just banging in my mind, and where he was saying that the cleansing of the sanctuary in this age, and that half an hour silence, when the Lamb left the Father's throne to take the seven seal book, how the sanctuary is being cleansed. And the covenant is an everlasting covenant. At the last trumpet shall be annulled, time shall be no more. And then there'll be no more covenant, because there'll be no more blood. And you know, all these things there. And then Rabbi Ram made his statement and said, he said, you know, unveil of God, he said, every shadow, every type, every parable has been manifested right here in the Bible. Knowing then how all the world became flesh and dwelt among us again in the evening time. Amen. And to see the Son of Man, the fullness of the Godhead bodily was manifested in human flesh. Amen. In a prophet. And then God was unveiled, the mighty God unveiled before us, that we can really see what is happening. And many a times, you know, it looked like little scattered statements here and there, but it all comes together to bring us to a realization of what is happening. And you know, a little did I realize, you know, when that was coming to me, I stayed back there and I was trying to, I didn't have time to study, so I just was trying to jot down these things. And when I came to the service, I said, well, look, let me stay while I study. I'm going to stay and preach while I study until 4, because my mind already in there and I don't have the notes and things already. And I was thinking about that, but before I came outside, out in the room, I said, just going to walk with the book just in case God changed, you know. Just like that, so I walked with a couple of the books there, and while I was preaching, and the inspiration, you know, just come like that. I didn't even think I was going into the second message yet. I just said, let me close this Bible here, and the living word could talk. But I was heading straight into the second message, not knowing it. You see, because then we're talking about the word image, and we're talking about the wheat, and we're talking about the voice of the archangel, and we're talking about all these things, and when the life is formed, we're going to open up the mystery in the seventh seal, and that is a place the bride missed all, to reveal all the hidden things. And you know, then when it began to move right into the message, then I struck it and I realized that what was actually happening, I was in the second message. But God gave me that from home. When I come here, I'm going to change back to the first. But then God's having to come and preach the message right here. You see? So sometimes you know, you sit in the first and you say, my, the Holy Spirit really move and the inspiration is so great. And you enjoy just the blessing part of it, but you fail to catch what the Holy Spirit is doing. And very little did the people, maybe when the prophet paid stick in the Bible, and he said that morning, he said, look, he said, me to buy this new Bible for me, I never used it, me use it this morning. He said, after he studied the old Bible, he said, me use the new Bible this morning, he went there, and the page had stick, you know, and right at the page stick like that, and he turned so, and it wasn't making sense, he couldn't find the text. And then the priest stood up right there, he said, a big cross, and all his long robes, and the Bible, he said, my son, he said, fear not, God is fixing to move. The prophet said, imagine a Catholic priest telling me God is fixing to move. Amen. The man with the mightiest ministry stood there. I hear a Catholic priest telling me God is fixing to move. Amen. See? And he said, you know, while he was there and he read all the priest's Bible, you know, he was driving home the car and his wife said, Bill, I felt so nervous seeing that everybody, like every eye was on me because I, you know, bought that Bible for you. He said, all of a sudden while he's driving, going home, he struck it. He said, that's something like that in the Bible somewhere. Amen. And right there, he came and preached this day, the scripture is fulfilled, and showed when Jesus walked into the temple the first time, and you know what happened there? How he opened the Bible, and the priest gave him the Bible to read, and he opened to the place where he found, this day the scripture is fulfilled. And the day before, Balaam had preached birth pains, talking about his earth going through birth pains during the two world wars, and then he was coming now, and showing the days of God's vengeance and the wrath of God to come upon the face of the earth. Amen. And here he comes and the priest giving the Bible again, right there the second time, to show what season, what time it was. Amen. And it happened so normal, maybe the people in the service, to them was just like a coincidence, just some mishap or something, that the page stuck, but something was taking place. And many a time, if we're not sharp, if we're not quick, if we don't adore when it comes to service, we know we ain't coming for formality. If we don't speak and say, Lord, what is it you're trying to attract our attention to? What is it you're saying to us? What is it you're really doing? Because remember, every time Jesus opened the Bible and he reading out a certain place, it's for a certain purpose. He didn't just read it just like that. Amen. So then when you watch these things, then it's something God is doing, it's something God is saying. And then we want to search this scripture. We want to search it diligently. We don't want to take it lightly because we realize we are living an hour here where the end of all things has come. Not just end of time for a nation like it was in Babylon or Greece or Medes or Persia when it was the end of a nation. Another nation was going to come in. But this is the end of time. Time shall be no more. This is the end of all things. This is the end of this world. Amen. And when we see these things, we realize what is happening. And if you notice when the inspiration of the Holy Spirit come right into church, drop down here and say, go and pick up them signs and begin to preach upon them, because those things in the message is not just things back there, it was prophecy symbolized. Amen. And those things could not be revealed except the prophet go to the scripture, and then the prophet went to the scripture to reveal what those symbols was, and it laid there in the message. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit come and begin to pick up all these signs under the seventh seal, not the sign before. Not the five plants in a straight line. Not that. See? Not all those things back in the prophet's ministry, in the first and second pole. But after the end of time sign was shown, the sign of the coming of the Lord, a blast and seven angels in form of a pyramid, when that was shown, that the seventh seal was being pulled back, then we knew that we were under the seventh seal now. Amen. The Holy Spirit was quickening the real seed and taking it up in a mystery. Amen. There was something going on, a secret, but people were seeing church, they were seeing preaching, the religious world was going along as usual, but Jesus was here. Yeah. Amen. People believed that they were being saved in their organizations, but that covenant was annulled. There was a new There's a new covenant now because the original atonement had been restored back. You couldn't meet God in no organization no more. But if people didn't know and God wouldn't judge them, because he had to teach them and let them know what was going on, and the prophet was going through scripture, he was showing that this time was predicted to come. He was showing that the token couldn't come except the evening time. He was showing them now is the time you have to go beyond the camp. He was showing them Christ was crucified there in Laodicea, very Pentecost as the most religious people. Amen. Crucified, blasphemed the Holy Ghost because they thought they had the Holy Ghost. And that was not the Holy Ghost. They thought he should speak in tongues just like them to be the Holy Ghost. When he came rebuking them and correcting them. You see, they didn't understand what's going on. And the same with many people here today, they don't understand what God is supposed to say in this hour. Amen. But whenever mystery is revealed, we know what God is supposed to say. How else could we know it's God? Anybody come along and say it's God? Anybody can say God talking? Anybody can say God asked me to say this and God asked me to say that? Amen. But we know the scriptural voice of this hour, what it has to say, how it's going to identify itself. When Abraham came and preached the message, the voice of God in the last days, he showed if the true voice of God come, what it has to do, what it's going to say. Amen. You see, it's not being beaten down by people. It's not being impressed by people. Amen. It's come according to the scriptures. It's to be aligned with the infallible word of God. This is what it is. So we have trained that church voice all these years. So and the voice of God speaking out of it, seven thunders blasted out, was a foreign thing to the people. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Samuel was there, but under the influence of Eli was going blind. Yeah. Amen. His vision was going dim. His sons and them being going to sin. Amen. And Samuel was a little child, but the voice of God thundered out and spoke to him. Yeah. Amen. But he couldn't discern the voice of God because he trained to Eli's voice. And he thinks it's Eli talking to him. You see? So trained to the church voice. Now when the voice of God is thundering and speaking here, was a foreign thing to the people. Where's all this white wig? Where's all this mystery to the Lamb living in the Father's throne, his own throne? It's a foreign thing to the people. Where's all this mystery to the seven thunders? You see, what is all this voice of the archangel? It's a foreign thing right in the midst of the people. Why? They have been trained to a church voice. See, trained to a political voice. Amen. Like long old men, they imitate the prime minister. The late prime minister. Amen. Why? Because everybody knows his voice. So they're going to speak to know his voice. Amen. And all the members of our party, when they turn their head and voice, they sound straight. Every man fall in line. Yeah. Amen. Every little party, they turn to the leader's voice. But my sheep know my voice. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. What is his voice? His voice is a word for the hour. Yeah. His voice is revealing God's program for the time. Yeah. His voice is pulling the people away from the obeying our past hour. And bring them into the atmosphere to understand what he is doing in the present tense hour. Yeah. Amen. And many a time the spirit gets so strong upon people, they look back to when God is speaking, they can't understand what God is saying. Yeah. Amen. So when he came and he preached the message, the voice of God in the last days, he was showing us. The Pentecost had a voice, Baptist had a voice, Methodist had a voice. But he was showing according to the scripture there is to be a voice of God in the last days. What will that voice be saying? Amen. You see, and this is what we're understanding. There is to be a voice here. Because he said there'll be a final voice in the final age. Amen. What is that voice? So, but I tell you no more voice. Is only echoing the same voice? Because the shout is his voice. The voice of the angel is his voice. The trumpet is his voice. All three is his voice. Is he himself come down on the earth? Amen. As the prophet of the bride, is he himself bearing himself to fulfill his own word? Because every scripture is revealing Jesus Christ. Things that was, is, and is to come is revealing Jesus Christ. Amen. See? So then we found when that voice came and spoke there, many people didn't understand it. It was a foreign thing to them. They couldn't recognize what he was saying. But then here we realize that God is speaking and he has to speak according So his promise word was our. His promise word was our, his voice. Amen. And that voice is instructing us. God gives instructions. Every while when the time we like Joshua and them, they're going to possess the our inheritance. We have crossed over. And then here comes the voice, and the voice is speaking. Give them instructions. Do so and so, do so and so. Then obedience to that voice is going to bring the victory. But then you might be, when you come and say, Lord, what you're saying? What they're tracking us to? What you're revealing unto God? Lord, am I getting it? Is it striking me right? Amen. You see? You just come and say, oh, I understand the message. No, you ain't. You say, don't tell me. Tell the Lord that. Yeah. Say, Lord, like, I ain't getting what's going on. I know something happened with the channel. Lord, to me. Because God is speaking. He has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit is speaking, he's teaching, and you have an ear to hear, to receive, to understand what is happening. See? And John had to be in the Spirit to receive those revelations, so we have to be in the Spirit to understand them today. Amen. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And John represented the bride. Amen. And it wasn't the bride in Luther, Wesley, or Pentecost. Amen. It was the bride in this hour who saw him in a white wig. Amen. So John was caught down to this day. He wasn't caught down to Luther day. He was caught all the way to this day, because the day John was caught, was transported into Christ, had a white wig in that day. Amen. Amen. John wasn't transported down to the millennium yet at that time, because otherwise they assumed that with a crown of gold. Amen. But he was transported into the Lord's day, which is just before the millennium, so he assumed that white wig. Amen. He had already seen that crown of thorns when he laid on the cross. Yeah. See? But then he was seen with a white wig now, you see? So then it meant something. Yeah. Amen. He began, it so struck him. He began to describe what he saw. Amen. And laid in the Bible, and here today, God show a sign, the Son of Man coming in heaven in a cloud with power and good glory. Amen. It laid there as a revelation. Then the Holy Spirit was instructed the prophet, turned up to the right side. He turned to the right side. What he saw? He saw it as Christ. Amen. John was in the Spirit. Oh, for years, we don't know how it was. We were just watching there, didn't know what it mean. But as we began to get in the Spirit, we began to see him. Amen. It meant something. Something is happening. Something is taking place. But then we want to find how we get it. Is it striking us right? What is taking place? What is going on? Amen. It's between life and death. Amen. So notice here we come. I told you on Sunday mornings we have a regular preaching service, and on Wednesday night we started to tape the book, because just like the Holy Spirit put that anointing at Daniel, getting the prophet word. Amen. Lay there, the revelation lay inside there. And Daniel was doing Jeremiah writing, as I told you last week. I said, let the anointing that upon Daniel be upon you. And when the revelation struck him, he went in the sackcloth and ashes. Amen. Begin to repent, begin to clean up himself, get himself ready. And down came an angel visitation. Amen. See, and that angel visitation brought revelations. Amen. It brought skill and understanding. Amen. Why we should go along dull, just wonder what is happening. No. As the revelation will strike your heart, it will be a moving that channel of consecration. Enter your secret closet, shut your door behind you. Wait there. I will meet you near. The angel himself will come and tell you there. Tell you what? Give you skill and understanding. Amen. So you could save your household. Amen. So you can escape the things that is caught upon the face of the earth. Amen. Because something's happening, you don't want to be left back. You don't want to be caught confused. You don't just want to have the wrong conception. You don't want to be influenced from the wrong angle. You want to make sure you're moving directly in step. Amen. So we have to search it. We have to be sincere. We have to check it out. We have to approve these things. We have to be sure. We have to see if we're according to the word of God for this hour. Amen. So notice where we come here in the Bible. And I want to just maybe focus a little bit on what we're speaking here tonight. Because when we see the modern events being made clear, then we want to read the handwriting on the wall. We want to see the position in nations. We want to see this thing that means something. Everything is in a place here where something is fixing to happen. Amen. If you're in the same spirit as the composer, you can hear the drums rattling out. Oh my, say, here it comes out, it's finished now. Something is taking place. Hey, we're at a junction time. What is happening in the Middle East? What is happening recently in the religious realm? What is happening in the political realm? What is happening among the bride? Something is fixing to happen. Amen. And then we know the timepiece of Israel. Oh, we look at the timepiece. We have the messenger came. He came at the end of the seventh age. We know we're not in the Laodicea age, we're in the bright age. Amen. We are on the other side of the seven seals. Have different side of the seven seals. Which side are you on? Amen. Have different side of the cross too. Amen. Remember in the Bible how it happened there when John the Baptist came at the end of the Jewish age? Amen. 400 years had no prophet. They went in all kind of organizations. Down come the spirit of Elijah upon a man named John. He stood there at the end of the Old Testament. The New Testament was getting ready to be ushered in. And John was a messenger coming between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Inspiration was striking him. He understood his commission. Amen. He was prepared to hear the Lord. He was about to give them repentance. He was a preach the kingdom of God at hand. He was rebuking the religious system and called them back to the world. Amen. See, he had a spirit of Elijah upon him. And John began to preach and said, his ministry began to stir the people. He was certain of who he was. When they asked him, who art thou? He said, I'm not the Messiah. No, I'm not Deuteronomy 8 and 15. I'm Isaiah 43. Amen. He said, I'm not the God. I'm the voice. He knew who he was. Amen. So how, if he knew who he was, well, then he could be under the right inspiration. He could be under the right spirit. Because that's your revelation. From the time you find your place in the scripture, what part of the world you are manifesting, that is your open channel of inspiration. That is your anointing for service. Amen. Don't for that channel is going to come. That is why Jesus opened the Bible and said, the Spirit of the Lord upon me to preach the gospel every year, to bind the broken heart, to set the captive free. He wasn't going to try to do anything outside what the anointed come to do. He knew the season, knew the scripture, he had the channel open. He was being anointed. Amen. Here's a bride. Holy Spirit come. That's why people don't understand what's going on. People are jumping here and there. Why we are getting the results? Why we are seeing something happening? Amen. Day by day. Because the Holy Spirit have opened up the scripture to reveal what God wants done with the word now. The bride has a mind of Christ. She knows what he wants done with the word. Amen. There's many people back there, honest in heart, but confused in the mind. The third point is to get them. There's a mystery, a calling, and a sealing between the opening of the word and the preaching to the lost. Amen. There's something happening. There's an announcement in the sign on the earth. That is a channel. But many people don't know what the inspiration is for. They think it's a message of preaching, they leave it on the go. Look at something as a preach. But there's a channel to operate to. Faith sees what God wants done. How do faith see it? Faith is a revelation of your word for the hour. Reveal God's program. Show you what God wants done. Bring you in step. Then you operate to a channel. Amen. You're a tight post. You know what is going on. We come here to worship and fellowship. We come in the provided place. That provided place is the word for the hour. Be revealed, the portion that's anointed. The Spirit is coming in the present tense word. Amen. That's why the fire has to fall. That's why the fire has to keep falling. Because we come in the only provided place. We come in where God said to meet with him. I will meet you there. I will come to you. Amen. Go to Sportsman Hollow. I'll talk to you there. Go in a certain place. I'll talk to you there. Amen. Many people have afraid to step out. Oh, the voice of the archangel. Look at guys for the resurrection alone. And look at guys wanting to raise the dead alone. Physical dead. Amen. Let me leave that alone. And that will stand alone. Step out. And they stop hearing from God. Because they're not going to a place where God will meet and talk with them. Step out and go there. If God said, go there, wait. The voice of God will come to you to reveal what is going on. Amen. Amen. You see, that's why we have to know what is happening. You see, you have to walk by spiritual laws. God inspiration. How to come in season, how to come upon the word. How to come in the time God said, is this to happen? Once you miss that channel, we will have an intellectual gathering. But from the time you strike the right channel, what the Holy Spirit is going to move? What your word begin to open up? Amen. And those who are then eternal life, what them begin to receive understanding? What them begin to get in step? Amen. So notice here, we see then that the Holy Spirit moving in this season here and picking up certain things, quickening the people, because when the Holy Spirit take them signs and begin to preach there, then God began to reveal what is happening. And I told you, that mysterious circle of light that was just trying to say something, That was a symbolic format to show you, to for sure, there's something going to happen. Amen. Our shalom is now. We have our shalom too. Because we seen the gross darkness upon the people who trapped back there. Amen. Like how some get trapped in junk time. See? Because when junk come in between the dispensation right there, you know what's happening? He began to preach about the Messiah is coming and these things. He introduced the Messiah to the people, baptized them unto repentance. Amen. But many failed to move over the Messiah. Amen. Amen. Then when Christ died on the cross and the blood was shed, the new covenant came into effect. Amen. Then Peter and Dana were baptized for the remission of sins. The sins were remitted. Then they were on the other side of the cross. The Holy Spirit came to bring the covenant into effect in their life. Amen. And then they meet some people down in Acts 19. John disciples. Amen. They believe that Jesus is the Christ. They baptize on the repentance of John. But they don't know about the Holy Ghost. Because they didn't have a revelation like what happened on the cross. Amen. Amen. Yes. See, they didn't have a revelation of what happened on the cross. So here many people today don't have a revelation of what happened in the 17th book was open. Amen. Amen. So back then they know the Son of Man, the Son of Man. They think it's a Messiah sign. They believe in one God, they believe all his truths. They believe Elijah. But then that side, because they're trapped between the Old Testament and the cross. Amen. Amen. And many trapped there between that Pentecostal age and the opening of the seven seals. Amen. Amen. You see, that's where the trustees are doing their work. And they pray that 60,000 disrupt the service like this. Amen. So notice. So then you see what happened. Many people didn't understand that truly dying of Christ on the cross are caught at them. So here was people now, both of them, talking to one another, both of them believe Jesus is Christ, both of them believe John is the forerunner. But some of them this side, where they were receiving something, some of them this side, where they did not own something. Yeah, half of them is about into. Amen. So what is happening? There is something going on that somebody is missing somewhere. Amen. And this is why I find many people, because they can't read the handwriting on the wall, they don't know what is a follower, they're not in the spirit of the composer, they don't understand what the drama is playing out. Then they sit down there and then they see something happen, which when they see it, it's supposed to be running for their life, and they say, my, but look at this thing in truth, eh? Now if the people in the nations of the world had understood what is going on with Israel, they'd have never sit down there and wonder whether Israel is barbarians, how they killed all these people. Every day in the papers, they have some picture with some little child or 3 years old, one of the foot blown off. You see, there's some poor lady, you know, caught in some debris or something, and they show that to make you feel sorry. Yeah. To bring sympathy. And when they bring that sympathy in your heart, they bring a hatred now for the Israelites. Yeah. Amen. You can imagine what would be in time when Joshua went in Jericho. And God said, utterly destroy everything. Burn spear, ox, or cattle, not on everything. Amen. You can imagine when God tell Saul, go on there and destroy everything. And then Saul spears him and God judge him for it. No, people have gone so far from the Bible. Their mind gone so far from these things. Now when they see that now, they think Israel is being very, barbarianish, if they would. Amen. See, they get like wild people in the 20th century. See, take it, get an exit or something. See, in this 20th century, here what is happening? Amen. See, and then we find that they can understand it. How could it, in this great time when everybody trying to get a world peace? See? These people want to break up all the laws and they're not seeming to be cooperative. Amen. Amen. And then the people sitting there and they see that and they fail to realize that these people have promised to be regathered in the last days, yes. Possess back the inheritance, yes. Amen. Receive back a temple worship, everything was a comfort. You see? So then it make you wonder. Then they got Russians, then some of them so glad. They say, yes, but Russia will take care of them. Let it interfere. Let Russia move in if America and them European countries don't want the poor stopped it. And they fail to realize it's directly what is present in the Bible to bring them down there too. No, the devil and the believer, they are taught, they have understanding. And when they look at it through the eyes of the Word. So when they look, they ain't caught up in sympathy or human feelings. They caught up in a revelation of what is happening according to God's program. Amen. You see, so here we see in the Bible that well it's spoken here because we do have teaching the book of Revelation, do what we do on Thursdays. Wednesday we listen to the tape and the book and Sunday's preaching, see? So you know I'm doing tonight, I just continuing from last week. Doing a little preaching inside of here to let you see what really happened. But I have to pick up Israel because Israel is a time sign. Once we go into prophecy, the book of Revelation, the book of prophecy, we're going to pick up Israel because Israel is a timepiece. Because Israel is given a specific time, the Gentile wasn't given no specific time. But from the moment we see what is happening in Israel, what scripture is about to be fulfilled, we know whether we should be here or not here. We know whether we should be right now or what is to take place. We know whether the time of the dead things arise or what's to happen, you see. So we have to try and keep focusing upon these things here to make the time plain, because once the time strike you and you get a true understanding, you will come with the right expectation. Because you can't come with an expectation if you don't know what time you're in. No, time is a big expectation, so God revealed you the time that we are. What time is it, sirs? Seriously think, my brethren. You see? So it's a shaking time. Amen. We see what we're coming on to here now. All these things fall into place, and we see the message of come, and God has swept the face of the whole earth. But out of the other shines a bride. Amen. There are people coming forth with a revelation in their heart. There are people in step. There are people in mind. Have been transformed. Amen. That the mind of Christ now. Amen. They can receive God's thoughts as it come by inspiration. As you open up what part of the world is to be unfolding now. It comes to them through the preaching the word. The fools are preaching God to save the world. Amen. The people catch it right here. Because we're not in flesh, we look at inspiration. And God brings the word by inspiration. All real comes by inspiration. Amen. So when you take the book of Revelation, God write that where we find last week, because to hide it from the wise and the prudent. He will do it in such a way the world will miss it, but the elect will see the note. And the book of Revelation is a prophetic book. Amen. So God, so it can only be opened in a prophetic age. So we have to get a prophetic age. And all we had all the time was a reformer age. Amen. Then a reformer age, they can't understand prophetic things. Amen. But in the God promised a prophet would come. Amen. To bring in a prophetic age. Then God would be working against his own self to put chickens in an eagle age and then preach mysteries. He'd be working against his own self. Amen. If God have any sense of what he's doing, he will put prophetic people with prophetic insight who could receive some of his instructions when he's speaking prophetic things. He'll put that eagle anointing upon people to take up in the mystery of God if he wants to reveal mysteries. Amen. And if the prophet message was to open the seven seals, and the opening of the seven seals revealed mysteries, because it is a mystery that was sealed up. Yeah. And if it was the time to open the mystery, then you know prophet. Yeah. Then a good man, a good preacher would do it. Yeah. Wouldn't have to make no big bone about whether you're a prophet or not. But then that's the type of age we're living in. Yeah. And this is the type of message that's coming forth. Then it means that the type of people to believe that message would have prophetic insight. So when you see people come along and try to make you feel, oh, it should be some little shallow business, and no, it's not at all. Now the Spirit of God said the deep things of God, the Bible says. Amen. The Spirit of man, not the things of man. And the Holy Spirit is going to come back as a teacher. So if the Holy Spirit becomes a teacher, then it's not whether you're educated or not, it's whether you have the Spirit or not. Amen. You see, because a lot of people, they figure on the education, they can't figure it out. So they leave those things alone. But I hear a illiterate man though, he has no education, we have the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost teaches me these things. And it is normal, it's simple and easy. I remember in Daniel 70 weeks and Brother Bram going to preach that message. It baffled all them great theologians. He picked up Daniel 70 weeks and he began to preach. He writes a big, he had a truckload encyclopedia trying to find the time. Is that correct? He said, I wonder what a greenhorn like me do that truckload encyclopedia. You see? He went to find the time to bring to the church a true understanding. They could know the lateness of the hour. They could recognize what prophecy was being fulfilled. Amen. Amen. So then we look and we see that happening there. Then he said, Bill, how would the people understand these things? All people are farmers, peasants, ordinary people, mechanic, different things. He said, honey, God is able to reveal it and show it unto them. He was preaching with faith. He didn't say he hadn't had no big educated people yet. He was literally faith that if God people is God word, if God message with the hour, they will understand it. Glory be to God. Amen. Today some people say, I ain't look at preaching in the church, God nobody might not understand and the warning. God is still the same God tonight. And how much more we need a message tonight. Amen. How much more we need a message tonight. You see? So then we have to dig deep again in the spirit of revelation. Hey, we need it more. We have to get oil on our lamps. He said lamp trimming time. He said wipe out them smoky lampshade. All kind of dark kind of thing in your life there. Wipe it off. Clean it up. Bring some transparent. Amen. Something that can reflect the light good. No smoky lamps can reflect no light. Amen. Something that can reflect the light. And others can see the light and glorify the Father in heaven. Amen. And you notice how he came to the book of Revelation. You all know that. Let me take a couple of quotes here to show you. Because I made a statement last week. I tell you the book of Revelation was the book that was through seven seals. Amen. Now listen to this. This is from the fifth seal, page 27. Do you believe that the time, even John, on the Isle of Patmos, this message was so perfect that he couldn't trust with an angel? I think I scripted last week. Where John would have born to the angel. And the angel said, wait a moment, I'm a prophet. Just the angel that showed me all these things. And we found Jesus, I just sent mine angel to testify to your churches. And he said, behold, I will send you Elijah. I just have sent my angel, I will send you Elijah. Elijah is that angel. Amen. Amen. And what? The things he testified will turn your hearts back. Amen. To the faith of the fathers in the churches. He will come to the ladies of age and speak to both churches, true and false. He will speak to the whole age of Catholic and the Pentecostals. He will speak to all the churches. Amen. He will be able to show them how the book of Revelation be unfolding. Amen. Inspiration come from heaven. Nothing he make up, nothing he force himself on. The mystery will come out of heaven as the word of God. And the prophet will catch the mystery of God. Bring it to the church. God will come and vindicate it supernaturally to show it not no man had thoughts or ideas. It will be a vindicated word. Then you'll have a more sure word of prophecy. You'll have vindicated prophecy. The word manifests in the light, vindicated in the light. Then you take earnest heed to that light in a dark place, Laodicea, God's darkness, and be in a walk where until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. Amen. So we walk in step tonight with the word, the prophetic word. It's getting dark. Many people don't know what's going on. But our eyes have been anointed. The word is becoming a reality. Everything is falling into place. God is making it simple. The people are seeing what is happening. Amen. See, the book that baffles all the people is a love letter to the bride. Oh my, she can pick up the book of Revelation and just live inside of the air. Amen. It's not no nightmare, John had. He didn't know hot pepper sauce. He was being shown the secret of God. The secret things belong to the children, belong to his bride. What is the secret in God's mind has been put in the heart of the bride? How he's whispering secrets. Amen. If he's whispering, you can't stay far off. You have to come close up unto him. Amen. You have to lean back upon him. Try yourself. Listen to his heartbeat like John. Put your head upon his bosom. Amen. Hear the heartbeat. Let me reveal his secret unto you. So he said, you know an angel is a messenger, but did you know that the messenger is a prophet? Do you believe that? Let's prove it. Revelation 22. Let's see, that an angel, sure he was an angel. He was a messenger, but it was a prophet that revealed his whole book of Revelation to him. Revelation 22, 8 and 9. Page 28. Now, the book was so important that it is the word of God. Now watch. And when the word of God is brought forth, it's going to be brought forth by the prophet, because that's where the word of God comes to. Every word of God is brought. The Bible doesn't change the system at all. See? It's the same thing. It's going to come to the seer, that we are expecting to arrive. No, no, it's Revelation 7:7. This book of Revelation is written by prophecy, says. Is that this book to be revealed? How to come to Asia? The one we expect to come. Revelation 7:7. Amen. The rapture, page 16. The book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, it's sealed to unbelievers. We realize then that it was altogether given for believers. And it opens the book of Revelation, reveals who the author of this entire book is. He's looking upon his Alpha and Omega from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus Christ is the same right straight through and reveals his complete mystery of himself and his plans for his church ages that to come. And was sealed in the air by seven seals. Here it is. The book of Revelation, he says. It reveals the author. It started revealing the author. It's sealed to unbelievers. It was given all together for believers. He said, reveal the author, then reveal his plan for his ages that was to come, and then it was sealed by seven seals.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. So we find the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation, seven seals. Now, what was in the book of Revelation? Prophecy. Yes. But how was the prophecy in symbol form?
Amen.
Amen. Then it had to be interpreted in order to be understood. When Jesus said, in the last days, there are false prophets, earthquake in diverse places, he was prophesying. But that didn't need to be interpreted to be understood. Amen. That was plain. But when he came and said, a woman has scarlet colored beast with 10 horns and 7 heads and these things, that need to be understood. That need to be revealed. Amen. That need to be made plain, and then you know what to look for. Then you can recognize the fulfillment. No, you can't recognize the fulfillment unless it is interpreted and made plain what it means.
Amen.
But you see, you can look at it, you can see the fulfillment of earthquakes in diverse places. Who will make them in fear? Great scientific age. Men are filled with fear in these things. You can look at these things and see fulfillment. But those are the prophecies, that the ones that are symbolized. Amen. Then you have to first know what it means, then you can look for the fulfillment. So in other words, those things could be being fulfilled, and you can watch it there, and because you don't know what the symbol means, you bypass it straight, and you keep looking down the road, and it's happening right by you.
Yeah.
Amen. So then, we realize then, the coming of the Lord, the book of Revelation reveals what time is going to come. Because we find out, the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, when we saw the kingdom back to Israel, He said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons. You can know the promise. You can know that God said he will do that, he will do it. Amen. You can know that God said we build the tabernacle of David. But what time it is, I can't tell you. He said that only the Father knows, the Son doesn't know, nothing the angels know. Then the seventh seal. But Ram says, what it is? It is coming. Amen. It is coming. What is he coming for? His redeemed subjects. Why? He's about to take his own throne.
Amen.
He's about to restore the kingdom back to Israel and sit upon it as the son of David.
Amen.
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 But what's happening? What's taking place? People can't understand it. So notice, he said, the seven thunders hold that mystery. Why have we silent? It holds the mystery of the coming Lord. It holds the mystery of the thing that Jesus said. Not in the angel, the Father, nobody knows it.
Amen.
And the seventh angel was to be a message.
Amen.
Was to be something revealed by the seventh angel.
Amen.
And he comes at the end of the church age. So at the end of the church age, it will be made known. Because everything is made plain in the song of the seventh angel.
Amen.
So he left. But we didn't have reason to see it at that time, so it wasn't made plain yet.
Amen.
But when you have reason to see it, God will make it plain. Then here God comes in this little place, in this old garage here, and begin to give inspiration, begin anointing to make these things real in the Bible, to make it real in the prophet message, to show that the seventh angel said these things. Then why God choose to make these things plain to people here if they are not part of God's bride? Oh, I believe there are people here who are going to rapture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Who will escape these things that's to come?
Amen.
Amen. So notice what's happening. So he said the book of Revelation was sealed with seven seals. It was made known It was a come to that seventh angel messenger. He said that in the day of the song of the seventh angel message, seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished in that age. And that's the age we are living in. We all know we are living in the Laodicean age. There will never be another age state. It can be. So we are living in the Laodicean age, and these seven seals that held the book is a mystery to the people should be open at that day. That's what it promised. Now there won't be nothing outside the world. Now there won't be nothing outside the world. All his new name and all you won't be nothing outside the world now. If you wonder when a kid, when a kid will go in this church here, you know.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Jehovah God, he comes to this place.
Amen. Amen.
We gather here debating the message, you know.
Oh.
Jehovah God is here revealing the message. We can gather here to gather you to the prophet. We can gather here to look back as a religion. Jehovah God is getting ready for the rapture.
Yeah.
He has people in here who are his thoughts.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's putting his secret in your heart.
Yeah.
And he's making so plain beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. See women that outside the world now? Because you can't add to the word or take away from the word. It's got to remain always the word. But the revelation is to reveal the truth of it. What it is to make it fit with the rest of the scripture. Then God vindicates that to be the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So notice, and we found this book of Revelation now, with seven seals. And this book of Revelation, it reveals he who was, is, and is to come.
Amen.
Prophet, priest, and king.
Amen.
Eagle, lamb, and lion.
Amen.
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He who was, he who is, and he who is to come.
Amen.
Prophet, priest, and king. Eagle, lamb, and lion. And the great mystery of the time of the opening of the book, that the light of the book holds, but when it's been open, when he's coming back in the last days, just before he burned this earth, he will send Elijah, the Son of Man, will be revealed to that messenger. Amen. The full word of God is going to come forth. Every mystery should be finished. And then we'll see plainly what is really taking place.
Amen.
Amen. And here we are now, as I told you, from the Revelation 1 to 20, there are 22 chapters. And from 1 to 20 is dealing with from the church age to the millennium.
Amen.
Amen. Revelation 1 to 20 is from the church age to the millennium. And the book is a strange book. It's hard to understand it. And I believe that through the grace of God, I remember 1980, many of the saints will remember here, 1980, the Holy Spirit dropped down right here and said, go into the book of Revelation and begin to preach. I will speak to you there and begin to preach out of the book of Revelation. And then God begin to reveal and open up the whole mystery there, I'm going to place all these things inside for us. And I remember the time as I saw and read that book, and Baram used to say, he said that that book now is written for a prophetic class of people who have the ability to hear from God and who can receive supernatural instructions. And he said he's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost, otherwise the book can't be made real to the people. And then I tried to read it and wrestle with it and couldn't understand it, not knowing that the devil hated that book. Then the prophet says that the book the devil hates, he tried to keep it in that book all the time. Because that book is revealing what is going on now, it's revealing the destruction of the devil, is unveiling the plan of deceit the enemy had, is revealing everything. And then, you know, we wandered there, we staggered in our minds and what that was going to be, how it's going to take place, and then, you know, it shake us up. And then when the Holy Spirit come there and begin to reveal it, it was so simple that the secret went open up. It was to approach it the way the prophet approached it.
Amen.
And studying the word, we found many a times, people, many times they hear about a certain subject, and from the time they hear about the subject, and you know, maybe it might be a little against the way they believe or how they are taught, and then they quickly just run and pick up books on that instead of read and try to get an understanding. Now when the prophet was studying the word, he never studied these things that way. He was led by the Holy Spirit to go into it in a particular season and time. He went in prayerfully, he wanted it. Not just a window battle to the flesh. He wanted to assist God's people because of the word of God there we should live by. And this is how he's going into it. And then even the book of Revelation, we find out that the whole thing wasn't revealed in the prophet right away. He revealed the first five chapters at a certain time. And then he stopped, couldn't go no further in 1960, 61. And then after in 63, he got another portion of it. You see, he didn't get it all one time. But God has given it to him as certain events was taking place. And I want you to know that very carefully because I want you to read Revelation. I want you to understand Revelation. I want you to see a Revelation be unfolding. Then you're going to understand the message because the angel who wrote that book of Revelation, who showed John those things, the one John bowed down to was Malachi 4:5. Then Malachi 4:5 message was to open up the book of Revelation because that's the book that was through seven seals. Then that was his message. If you don't understand the book of Revelation, you don't understand Malachi 4 message. Amen. Because his message is to open the book of Revelation. Amen. So to understand the book of Revelation, to understand his message. That is why today you find many people that claim to believe the message, but they don't really understand his message. Amen. Because they understand the book of Revelation, to understand his message, to understand his message, is to understand the book of Revelation. That's why I read it to show you that message of the book of Revelation, the fifth seal, was to come to that seer. Yeah. And that book was the book that was sealed with seven seals, and his message was to open the seven seals and reveal the mysteries under the seals. And the mysteries under the seals was what was sealed up in the book of Revelation. Yeah. And then today, you know, the seven tunnels was sort of a controversial thing. People hear about the seven tunnels that are run for different quotes, and only run it in quotes in the message that I was making and saying, seven tunnels hold the mystery why he was silent. Sometimes we gather bride, sometimes do this. And then some, you know, say we'll try to take where he said, the seven tunnels will do a great and mighty sign, you'll speak into existence. And so yeah, the seven tunnels speak into existence. Then some run and say, the seven tunnels, where's your new name? Because he said, you will reveal the seven tunnels. Then some come along and say, oh, the seven tunnels, some vertical Baram says, Look, sometimes he has come to the life, a lot of different things. Now, I want to know something. Now, when Balaam was preaching that no man, he had ever heard any man talk about the seven thunders. Amen. So when he was approaching the seven thunders, it was God going to reveal to him what these seven thunders were in the book of Revelation. Amen. Because it was the book of Revelation, it was those seven thunders, when the book was open, he was going to reveal. But the day when we hear about seven tunnels, I said, this man wants seven tunnels, this man want to be against it, this man want to be against it. And they're trying to fight one another with quotes that the prophets, because they have to use him as the authority. Amen. To show that who is more in the message than who. Amen. But no number, I'm going to preach it. Nobody, I know nothing about those seven tunnels. So that God is going to reveal to him what these seven tunnels were. And I want to show you those seven tunnels. When it revealed to him, it was at a particular point and time in the unfolding or the revealing of the book of Revelation that he was making plain to the church. Amen? So then I realized that what happened many a times, where we get ourselves in jams and where we get ourselves with our mind blown in argument and can't prove what you're saying many a times, and you got people who are just jumping. And they don't study and approach the things the way the prophet study and approach it. And I told you last week, he was sent to reveal the word, and if he was sent to reveal the word, then we have to follow the approach that he took. Because he was the divine revealer who came to reveal the word. And if he approached it a particular way, then that was the right way to approach it in order to see what you have to see. Otherwise, you come from a different angle, you won't see what he was saying. So then what you were saying, you wouldn't be able to put together what he is saying properly. That's why you get a lot of confusion. Many people can't put together what he's saying. So they end up making him contradicting himself. They end up making him do all kinds of different things. And we know he was inspired. Especially with seven seals, he said, I've never led and directed, I've never inspired. So when he highlights my ministry and my work, in the realm of the supernatural like there, there's beyond miracles. With the same angel revealing truth. Without a direct commission to open the seven seals. Amen. Amen. So this is where I believe that when we take this approach, this understanding, everything will get clear because we believe what he said and we see what he said. And then when you see what he said and you believe what he said, then you don't get confused by man's interpretation, man's understanding, man's idea. Because his word will always stand out, and if God vindicated his word, then God will also keep on vindicating that same word. And then when we realize it is just an echo what he said, then have to be the same thing that he's saying and saying the same thing he saw. Amen? When he came, he said this revelation is so tricky because remember he had his conversation with his boss and where he's working, the time and the boss, he said, oh Billy, I believe John eats some hot pepper sauce and went to sleep, had a nightmare. He said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. He said, I didn't care whether it cost me a job or not. He said, well, I had to let him know that is the sacred word of God. Amen. See? He said, no boss in the job. He said that you had to tell him that. Amen. And then he says, many a times people who approach the word correctly, they can't understand. So he said, Revelation divided the three parts, and the first three chapters deal with the church. He said, the church do appear until they go up in the fourth chapter, don't come back until the 19th chapter. We understand that very plain. Amen? They don't come back until the 19th chapter. And then he says, when you come back in the 19th chapter, that's where you come back to reign. He said, there's three comings of Christ. Have they got plain? He said, Christ come to die for his bride, come to redeem his bride. Then he comes to take away his bride, and then he come back to reign with his bride. Amen. And we have that true understanding. We know Revelation 19. He's not coming to take away his bride. He's coming to reign with his bride. We know Revelation 10. He is coming to take away his bride. Amen. We know in the Gospels, he came to redeem his bride. Amen. So in the Gospel, he came to redeem his bride. Revelation 10, he comes to take away his bride. Revelation 19, he comes to reign with his bride. Amen. We understand those things very, very plain. Now, notice, afterwards he says, between the 4th and the 19th chapter, while the church is absent, he says, then God did Israel, because the Bible is revealing God did Israel and the Gentiles. Well, Israel is the Gentiles, amen? Amen. So then he did the Gentiles as a people, and Israel as a nation, and you know, the Gentiles as individuals, he did them as individuals, as a people from many nations, do them as individuals, but the Israel do them as a nation. And Abraham, knowing that in the Bible here that Israel had 70 weeks determined unto them to the very day and hour, God no more no less, 70 was prophetic weeks inside of there. And then you all know we studied already many times, we go through those things, Daniel 70 weeks, many believers in the message will be acquainted with that. 1 week was 7 years and all these things, and how it was 490 years Israel had. Amen. And we find out that they have 3.5 years remain, which is 1,203 square days, or 42 months, 3.5 years, half a week, any you want to call it. Amen? And they have that time there where they are going to receive the word of God coming to them, and all that was not fulfilled, which was to be fulfilled in the 70 weeks, would have been fulfilled in that last half week. Now, it is easy to find out. All they have to do, compare where God stopped dealing with them from the time the 7 things was given, and you will see what was fulfilled out of the 6 things spoken to be fulfilled. And then what was not fulfilled, you know, they only have half a week, then that will have to be fulfilled in the last half a week. So then Paul and all of them had a revelation. They knew that God is going to come back to the Jews in the last days, so they preached it. And Jesus, in St. Luke 21 here, while he was being rejected, he knew the scripture, he knew the plan of God. They were going to restore the kingdom right back then. But he knew according to Daniel interpretation and Nebuchadnezzar's vision. Get it clear, listen carefully, very deep. He knew very well that the mountain was going to come, the kingdom was going to come in the days of the 10 kings of the iron and clay. But Jesus knew his first coming was not in the iron and clay, his first coming was in the legs of iron. Because it is in the days of the iron and clay, the rock is going to smite the 10 toes and go up into a great kingdom. So when Jesus came, he said, Lord, when will the kingdom be? They looked in the time of the Romans and established the kingdom right there and then. But Jesus knew It was to be at a later time when the rock was going to smite the toes. And he knew that that was not in his first coming. You see? So when he came there, they hadn't reached them to the toes yet. They were still in the legs. Amen. According to the prophecy, he was still in the legs. And he saw in the prophecy where the sanctuary was to be destroyed by flood, where Messiah was to be cut off. Now you're getting it?
Amen.
Very, very plain. See? And he knew he was in the legs of iron. And anybody where the iron was pagan Rome. Because the head of gold was Babylon. And that was the time when Daniel get the vision that Nebuchadnezzar is King Babylon ruling the earth. When they go together read it. Daniel chapter 2. Amen? And then we read Daniel chapter 2. Go and read Luke 1, 21 and 23. And after that, read Revelation 3, 21. Then Revelation 5, Revelation 10. And then Revelation 19. And you know what you're talking about. Amen. You see, I'll preach a quick short message tonight because I only have 15 minutes again. I'll wind up here, so I'll scatter it out. Because you see, Sonny, we're not going to preach any song starry-eyed. My mind is in the scripture. My mind is in the message. We've got to preach on the message in the scripture. But when I make a reference many times, people watch me like that. So it didn't strike them. Because if they're acquainted to the reference in the message, they're acquainted to the reference in the scripture, the picture will formulate before them right away. So when I make the reference, when I catch it, they watch me pause still. All right. Now, remember, when Daniel get the visitation from Gabriel, it was from God dealing with the Jews all through. But at that particular phase of time, God said, you have 70 more weeks. In other words, from Daniel's time, you only have 490 years and adults you. But 2,000 have passed and you finish yet. So how come? Because it had an interval between the years. Amen? Had an interval between the years where God moving with the Gentiles. Acts 15. He called a people for his name's sake, but with a promise, I will return back there. You see? So if you think carefully, you'll see how the legs are iron. Which is Rome, because when Jesus came, the Romans had government over the Jews. Herod tried to kill him when he was born. The Romans crucified Jesus. Amen. Pilate on him was Romans. Pagan Rome had dominion over Jerusalem. Because why? It was prophesied so that was the position of the nations at that time. And Jesus knowing the plan that the Messiah would be cut off. Now the Jews couldn't understand that scripture because when they read Isaiah 61 and 2, they couldn't divide the scripture in half. Amen. Isaiah 61:1-2 said, the Spirit of the Lord upon me, protectively, the man broken heart, to the captive free. Give sight to the blind and these things. And did they avenge over 2,000 years?
Amen.
But that was one sentence. And when they pick up the book and read it, they read the whole thing.
Amen.
Now when Paul comes to read Ephesians 3 in the Bible, Paul says, the church was a hidden mystery in the mind of God to make both Jew and Gentile one body.
Amen.
Now that's one of the mysteries that was revealed to Paul. Because he saw the tight back in Adam, where Eve was taken out of the side. When Adam went to sleep, Eve was taken out. So Paul, the revelation, began to preach. He saw Joseph after Jacob was buried, he went and got a wife. He saw Naomi after they left the land and judgment struck them, root a Gentile coming. So Paul, seeing these types in the scriptures in the Old Testament, is only a shadow of good things to come.
Amen.
Because he began to get a revelation, understand that there's going to be a bride coming inside of there.
Amen.
You see? So the Jews never had that revelation. It wasn't given to them. And they couldn't divide in scripture there. And they didn't understand. They didn't know Jesus was the Messiah. Neither did they understand when Jesus read half of the scripture and closed the book. So when Jesus stood on the temple, he said that one stone remained standing. And that's why Jesus could have prophesied and tell them, when the Jews don't come back with armies, let them fly in the winter. Why could I prophesy that? He was reading Daniel. And seeing the sanctuary will be destroyed by flood after Messiah is cut off. Amen. So when the time comes, I'm going to cry for Jesus. He said, weep for me at all. Weep for yourself and your children. Amen. Because war is the devil in that day. Who gives something to a child in these things? Amen. Because he saw what was in continuity in scripture. Not Jesus going away, had such a perfect faith. Listen carefully as you close here. I'll stop at 9 tonight, so you have to forgive me for that. I don't want to stop here, but I'll stop because I'll miss my plane. Now listen carefully. I dropped that off there for you, see? So you get startled. Now listen carefully. Now Jesus, when you look in the scripture, you see? Now keep your eyes here. Let me finish your message tonight. See? Now when Jesus was looking at the scripture there, he had the perfect faith in the part he had fulfilled and the continuation part that he warned them.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus was so sure he was the Messiah.
Yeah.
He was so sure his ministry, his death, his achievement, everything was timely in the scripture. And he was going away, he had to warn them of the other part to follow him.
Yeah.
He said, let not the fly be in the winter night on the Sabbath day. You see? And if you're in Judea, don't go back in the city, you flee to the mountains and these things. And he's warning them. Because why? He knew who he was. Now the prophet in this generation, after he was so sure, he was that messenger coming in the Pentecostal age. He saw a scripture in the Bible saying that messenger coming in the Pentecostal age. He preached it, that that's your word for the hour. But he being the thing was something different.
Amen.
When he was many manifested that word, he was sure he was the fulfillment.
Amen.
And while he was going away, he preached the part to come and continue that and warn us.
Amen.
He warned us that part. And we here now, just like the children of Israel, the elected ones, who wasn't blinded from him, who was able to recognize the Messiah at all, they was holding on to the words of the Son of Man that morning, and they were watching for the armies day and night. And from the morning the army were moving their place, the history says that not one of them Christians who had received Jesus' message was caught inside that place. They saw the sign and they moved. They watched and they saw. He told us they're going to come out and the cords will be getting tightened up.
Yeah.
He said, you can make a move. We're coming to a conference, the church will call a boycott. They'll close on these places.
Yeah.
He said, no, keep still and watch.
Yeah.
Amen. You will see something getting ready to happen quickly.
Yeah.
He said, when the squeeze come, watch for the third pole.
Yeah.
So here we are. The Son of Man spoke again. And warned us before he left again. And we are holding his words. And not one of us will be caught on our words. When that squeeze comes, we will be ready. We will be anointed. We will be in shape. The third pole will be here. That word will be operating to our people. Now many of the Jews, they run in the temple because and hide, according to the history, and that's how the part of the temple was destroyed. And you see? They said, this is the house of Jehovah God, and if we can, you know, sure to be safe inside of here. But they're blind from the Messiah, they couldn't see me, they reject him already.
Amen.
They didn't crucify him already. And Titus is a type, he says, in time and sign, of the communists. rise up to destroy the church that rejected the Messiah message. But the church had to reject and crucify the message. Amen. And communism is to destroy the church. That is to crucify this message. That has crucified from the pulpit as a crucified literally. When we are closed on this place and persecute the people. See? So you see where we at? You see what time it is? And here, where I want to pick up and show you in St. Luke, what happened here, Jesus was prophesying this captain of Israel, but then the apostles had a revelation in Acts 15 where while they were scattered, God was a gather, call out the Gentiles, elected ones, through the seven ages. But they knew that God was going to go back and rebuild the tabernacle of David. Because Israel's blindness is in part until the Gentile time is fulfilled. Amen. That Romans 11 points, behold, I show a mystery, had the revelation. Amen. And Revelation 7 shows where they are being gathered. 140,000 and seal. And Revelation 41 showed a seal with the name of the Father. There is no longer on Mount Sinai, which is the law, but it's on Mount Zion with the Lamb. Amen. For right now, they don't know the Lamb. But in Revelation 41, 140,000 is with the Lamb. What is with the Lamb? And they have the Father's name in their forehead, which is the revelation. Amen. Amen. Now we can look at Israel as a nation here today. Amen. And we can see what's actually happening with Israel as a nation. You see? So when we see everything mounting up to a place and time like this, we don't know what to do. You see, sorry I said I had to leave, but many of you are told I wasn't going away, but I didn't know I was going away until lunchtime today. I was going potentially from yesterday evening. Happening, something is taking place, and we all have to be ready. Amen. When you're going to miss it, they look into man. Now, all this preacher, they look into man. This place is a covenant that is made. Amen. And you here have been called and established in the truth. Amen. And God's presence is here, which he identifies night after night. Amen. You see, and that's not because of the ministry, that's because of his people. Amen. Because the ministry is only for the people. Amen. Two matters I have to attend to and get certain things under control. But you, and we give you praise and honor and glory tonight for your anointing, your quickening spirit that is here, quickening the word, Father. Lord, write in your laws in the hearts of your people. Lord, put in a revelation of our souls. Begin writing the faith in our heart that will operate the word. And Lord, to declare a lamb in this generation, Lord. How we are so thankful tonight for the presence and the anointing that we have experienced and fill our hearts. The unction from the Spirit tonight to speak the word, Father. Oh, God.